We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Again, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park with Food Truck Face-Off back at the Casino at Delaware Park on Sunday, September the 29th. James and the Go Birds crew are going to be there. You can as well, sampling over 10 of the region's best food trucks. Details online at DelawarePark.com. All right, besides the injuries, who, what person do you specifically blame the most for last night's loss? A, Carson Wentz for just inaccuracy and high wire act. B, Nelson Agholor. C, Ronald Darby, who's probably going to win this poll, I would think. And D, Doug Peterson. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly do so, and we'll update you on the results as we move through the show. All right. So injuries, though, were a huge factor in last night's game, and it was almost body bag game-ish. It was. And I don't say all of us. If you're young, you might not remember, but 1990 was a game, Eagles and the Redskins. It was a Monday night game, and Washington just had player after player after player after player get injured, including two quarterbacks. And I believe it was something like 11, 12, or 13 players that went out for Washington that night and did not come back in. The Eagles at least got some of these players back in last night. But it was a game with just tremendous injuries. And it's captured here in a Merrill montage of Merrill and Mike talking about the injuries. Here's how it sounded last night, injury-related on WIP. Well, you know, it was unique in that way. I mean, listen, last season was a unique year, but there was no game that was that many guys in a game. John, that was something. And again, that's where when I wake up today and say, breathe, like, listen, most of those injuries shouldn't be longstanding this year, I don't think. Now, we'll find out from Doug at noon, and we're all curious right to hear what he says. But I don't expect Alshon and Deshaun to be, you know, out for a long time. Now maybe Tim Jernigan will be. You know, that, I guess, is possible.
Well, it's scary with the foot.
But I don't think those injuries, for the most part last night, will define the season as far as guys missing a ton of time. That's just my gut feeling.
Well, we can only hope. And the soft tissue stuff for veteran wide receivers, I take some issue with it. I know if you can't go, you can't go. If you've got a groin, you're Deshaun Jackson. You can't reach top speed without, you know, being dangerous of like in terms of like making it worse. I don't want you out there if that's the case, but you have to be, you know, leaving no stone unturned in your preparation. And I'm not saying these guys didn't do that. I'm just saying for the second game, Alshon and Deshaun, that it just sticks in my craw, the pictures in my mind of just watching them on the sideline, watching. That hurts. Like, you need to do everything humanly possible to make sure you're hydrated, make sure you're getting the rest and the nutrition that you need. I don't know that they did or didn't do that stuff.
But you wonder.
But your old head receivers, you've got to be ready to play. We're counting on you.
Yeah.
We've game planned around you. And now it's your job to take the field.
Yeah. And it's no shock that Deshaun misses time. I mean, Deshaun, listen, last year, 12 games, misses four. Year before that, he misses two. Year before that, he misses one. Year before that, he misses seven. I mean, and that's, by the way, prior to – that wasn't even his Eagles tenure where we know he missed games. So Deshaun Jackson misses games.
Hasn't played a complete season since 2013.
And he's only done it twice in his career, and it's been a long career. Thanks to Dave Uram putting together that montage. Let's go back to the phones. Brandon in Lansdale. Oh. All right, we have some breaking news. James Seltzer's telling me we have breaking news, and it's powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. James Seltzer, what do you have?
Not good news.
Okay.
You guys were just talking about him. This is an issue.
What?
According to Pro Football Talk, per source, Eagles defensive tackle Tim Jernigan has a broken foot and is feared to be out for the year.
Well, that's not good. That's Hassan Ridgeway. That's the new guy, Spence, or whatever his name is, that played some snaps last night.
Spence.
And then that's going to be another new guy off the street. So now you're going to be without your second best defensive tackle for the season, and it looks like you're now going to be without your third best defensive tackle in the season. We saw last year the effect when they had a ton of injuries everywhere, but including particularly in the cornerback spot, and the cumulative effect when you just get guy after guy after guy after guy at one position and how you have to really scrape the bottom of the barrel. John, your reaction on the Tim Jernigan news right there?
It's awful. He had a real chip on his shoulder this season. Was playing well, you know, wanted to prove that he was going to be able to, you know, take over and really command that defensive line with great performances alongside Fletcher. He's really good player. Man, we've got so much dysfunction right now on that D line. You know, yesterday we had Fletcher lining up as a D end in some, you know, looks just to try to generate something, you know, just trying everything. And right now, you know, heading into that game, we had four D tackles on the team who were up, not practice squatted. You had Jernigan, Cox, Akeem Spence, Hassan Ridgeway.
And Ridgeway had a massive penalty in the game last night.
Sure did.
That also hasn't been discussed
yet. How in the world, when you're lined up over the ball, the ball is 6 inches from your face.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to go until the ball moves and you jump offside. That is, yeah, really bad. But now, yeah, we have to go find somebody because I guess, Bruce Hector's on the practice squad. They'll bring him up, but we need to see what we can do, how he needs to try to generate something in the trade market.
All right, to the phones we go. And, Doug, I mean, at noon today, what he's going to say, and there's a lot to cover. That's, of course, you'll hear that press conference today at noon on WIP. Back to the phones with Brandon in Lansdowne. Hey, Brandon.
Oh, man, I hate that I had to be the call right after hearing that news, man. Yeah, God,
it's bad.
Fellas, how you doing?
I don't know.
Hanging in there. Like, really.
I called about one quick point, but with the Timmy Jernigan news, I have a secondary quick point. John, you might be able to answer this for me. What is the point of strength and conditioning? Because I'm concerned about our strength and conditioning coaches and our just like our medical staff. Because it, like, even since back to 2017, it seems like we're sustaining way too many injuries, and I'm not sure what's going on with the guys. Like, I don't know. Can you speak to that a little bit, John?
Well, you know, we've been going on and on about how the guys aren't playing enough in the preseason. It is really tough to get ready to play football when you don't play football. And, yes, the strength and conditioning staff, they've got a really difficult job right now where you have to try to work with these guys to get them ready to withstand these rigors that you cannot replicate just by lifting weights or by running on a field in the off season. So guys are, you know, in today's NFL, you have to round into shape by playing, and we're not where we need to be, certainly.
I'll tell you this, Brandon, if I'm Howie Roseman, though, I'm ticked off this morning because
I put together
a pretty darn good roster, and part of why my team lost last night is three of my guys basically either before the game or right in the beginning of the game couldn't go. And you do wonder how much of that is listen, injuries happen and all that, but these were some strange situations. The three of your main guys couldn't give it a go last night.
We have strength and conditioning staff. We have athletic training staff. They need to keep these guys limber and loose and hydrated and everything else. We actually have, I didn't realize this until last night when I looked it up, a director of high performance on this coaching staff. Sean Holmes.
Like,
I didn't know that.
He doesn't seem like he's doing his job.
It's,
but
the performance isn't high enough.
Right. But so my main point, real quick, I know you want to take some other calls, is I blame Darby, but I mainly blame the coaching staff. And when I talk about the coaching staff, I talk more so about Doug Peterson. And here's why. Like, we always kind of compare, you know, Schwartz and Peterson and what they do out there. And Schwartz made adjustments. Like, I think Schwartz blitzed more last night than I've seen him blitz since he's been here.
Totally agree. Sure did. Totally.
And they did, like, they generated, you know, some pass rush. They generated, you know, some turnovers. But Doug, his play calling in particular, this is a problem that I have. I was just looking at the snap count, and Miles Sanders played 43% of the snaps.
Yeah.
Jordan Howard played 22% of the snaps.
Yeah.
And for us to have Jordan Howard, who is a banger, who is proven in the league
right.
with his stats over the last few years, especially as it compares to Todd Gurley and Ezekiel Elliott, we have Miles Sanders in the game, who is a rookie, who looked very slow, who looked very weak, who looked very small, and Doug just continued to use him in areas where I think that maybe we should have went heavy, added, you know what I'm saying, an additional offensive lineman, maybe Dillard out there,
right.
and blew those guys off the damn ball.
I agree.
And ran the ball down their throat, especially when you see that Minnesota put up 172 yards,
yep.
and Kirk Cousins only had to throw 10 times.
I think you're bringing up good Brandon.
I blame, I blame Doug Peterson.
All right,
you guys have a good day.
Thanks, Brandon.
Hey,
all right, guys. Quick,
great points.
Quick to jump in. Update: Pro Football Talk has updated their tweet now, saying that it does not require surgery, so the current time frame for journeying is 4 to 6 weeks. So
good.
Some better news there.
All right, now that's good news. But you're telling me Pro Football Talk was just off by 10 weeks estimation.
The first Sunday. He literally tweets within 10 minutes of each other. Per source, Eagles defensive tackle has a broken foot and is feared to be out for the year. 10 minutes later, per source, Tim Jernigan's broken foot does not require surgery. Current time frame is 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay, so 4 weeks could be as soon as, well, four games, okay, and 14 games are left. So there's a chance that he was just off by 10 games.
Yeah, not great. Not great reporting.
Good God. All right, 888-729-9494. Caller there alluded to the backs and the distribution of plays. We'll get inside that. Who the coaching staff trusted offensively and defensively last night. We'll look at some of the snap counts for some of the guys. We'll hit that and rock the phone calls as well. Jota Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, this football season, this is really cool. FanDuel Sportsbook has given everyone $1 million cash. That's right. But you have to win it to keep it. It's FanDuel Sportsbook free keep the cash game. So you start out with $1 million throughout the course of the season. You'll answer 20 yes or no sports betting questions. For each question, you can put some of your cash on yes and some of your cash on no, and then you'll keep the amount of the cash that you put on the correct answer. After you answer 20 questions in total, whatever you have left is yours to keep. So play FanDuel Sportsbook. Keep the cash game now, and you'll get $1 million. You can. Hey, this is really cool. How much you keep is up to you. Sign up with promo code Joe. As always, I tell you, promo code Joe is the key for all these things with FanDuel Sportsbook. And specifically, this is at FanDuel.com/keep the cash. So again, promo code Joe, FanDuel.com/keep the cash with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.